Whitey.
Yeah, boss?
Tell the men to spread out. They're sitting ducks standing so close to the fire like they are. Do it before it's too...
Suddenly, four shapes materialized out of the fog like crazed ghosts on a fierce rampage. Orange blossoms aflame exploding from the guns they held in their hands. Their faces were covered with bandanas, and their hats were pulled low over their faces as they rode straight into the knot of men around the campfire. Slaughter's men scattered as fast as their legs could carry them, some diving to the ground, others trying to hide behind trees or saddles on the ground as the marauders galloped through camp.
God damn!
They were under attack from all sides, it seemed. Big Jim dove to the ground behind his saddle as one of the riders, a big man with broad shoulders on a big roan-colored horse with snow-white hips, rode right at him. He buried his face in the soft loam of the ground, and he felt, rather than saw, the bullet from the big man's pistol tear into his saddle and the ground around him as the giant Palouse jumped over him.
Shit!
Miraculously, he was unhit. Slaughter recognized that horse. It was the one Johnny West had been riding in Jackson Hole. So he was one of the bastards who'd been killing his men all along. That son of a bitch had played him for a fool. Whitey Jones ran for his saddle, hunched over, expecting a bullet in his back the whole way. As he bent to grab his greener shotgun, one of the raiders rode by, his pistol pointing at the albino. Whitey whirled, pointing his express gun just as the rider dropped the hammer. The bullet grazed Whitey's cheek and tore a chunk out of his left ear, spinning him around and snapping his head back, blood spurting into his eyes and blinding him momentarily. Whitey sleeved blood out of his eyes and rolled onto his stomach, pointing his 10-gauge at the back of a raider. Ben Brown, one of the men who'd been with Slaughter for several years, stepped between the rider and Whitey, his arms outstretched as he raised his pistol.
You dumbass!
Swede, too far from his saddle to get his gun, pulled his long knife out and stood there, waiting as a rider rode down on him. He bared his teeth. The rider's eyes grew wide as he saw that the man had no gun, and he held his fire, lashing out with his leg and catching Swede in the mouth with a pointed boot as he raced by. The entire firefight lasted only 4 or 5 minutes. But to the men of Slaughter's command, it seemed like hours before the four riders rode off into the mist, disappearing as quickly and as silently as they'd arrived, leaving bodies lying all over the Wyoming countryside.